A monocast is a podcast for one person to be listened to once.
Driven by goals. Guided by strategy. Powered by intention. Nova.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Australian co-pilot here. I will be taking over the plane.
Hi, Nova, Hayden, Sam Phelps here from Australia. Just riffing, just literally press record. Let's see what comes out. You know, I feel like a lazy person. When I look at an hour and a half record, I go, how do I not cut grass with scissors, but get the same result as if I dissected every single blade of grass? And I do it whenever I have the time to. You're either leaning on what you know, or you're in the flight simulator preparing for the time that you don't have time.
Seat co-pilot callback.
You know no one will notice, but everyone will feel the difference. So they won't notice that perfection. They'll feel that perfection. And I'm constantly refining and pushing settings. How much more can this do? What bad things happen when I push too far? What surprises are in store? Because there's a lot of tools that say, oh, just press this button. You're going to read what's on the tin, right? Press the button. But no. It's not about understanding what it can do. It's about understanding what it can't do, when it can't do it, and how likely is that, and can I reverse that easily if it does happen? That's way more important to me. So why am I saying all this? Because my end results are perfect, but all the time I'm tinkering behind the scenes to go, how do I shave off another 5 minutes next time? And how do I shave off another couple of mistakes from the tools and machineries for next time? And each time you keep doing that, now every now and then there's a surprise. You always got to watch about the laughs. Sometimes it gets a bit silly, some of these algorithms. And I can go on for ages about that, but that's one thing. But then the other thing is like your decisions. So there's all these tools about how to make the sound better and not make mistakes and do it faster. But what about the words they're saying? Why that order? Why that pace? Why cut it that short? I'm really, really fortunate that I've had a couple of great opportunities and I won Best Branded Podcast in Australia for a series I did called Life's Booming, and taking these stories that were, yeah, they were okay, and then sort of really bringing them to life almost magically with all sorts of stuff.
This is Blossom the Possum. Say hi, Blossom. When she's finished doing all her possum duties, Blossom likes to play human matchmaker through interpretive dance. Yes, you guessed right. That is the sound of a church rooftop river dancing possum. Look at her legs go. Nice one, Blossom. Blossom the Possum, a non-dating website, and a whole lot of luck were responsible for bringing John and Noreen together. But something is threatening to tear them apart.
What's the matter? What do you feel?
Just cold chills.
Just cold.
This on the schedule today.
Okay, what I'm going to do is, now that your lovely wife's put that blanket on you, I'm going to take it off. Sorry, Rusty.
No action replay here, please.
More importantly, it's the decisions of how all of this makes you feel. And audio is a tool. It's a part of it to get you there. Audio is a part of it to get you there. But also the decisions of how much do you edit and to what degree, and should that go there? Does the story still hold up if I remove this? And can I flip this to somewhere else, or can I take two parts and condense it down into one? I do a hell of a lot of marketing for the ABC, which is the BBC equivalent in Australia. And I do all of the big brands on TV, podcasts, radio, things like that. And so that's a different way of looking at it. How can I distill and condense down essences into very short periods of time?
Tea vendor to temple builder.
Sadiyon ki pratiksha ke baad.
He is the supreme leader of India.
1.4 billion people.
He's got a godlike status.
His wife lives in poverty. Incompatible voices are defeated.
The
Prime Minister refuses to engage with the press.
Modi's myths, Modi's India.
What is real and what is the propaganda?
Looking for Modi. Search for the podcast now.
Over at ABC Classic, we're feeling good. And you can too by voting in the Classic 100 Feel Good. From the music that makes you dance, gives you a boost of energy, or makes you feel like anything is possible. Vote for your favourite feel-good music now at abc.net.au/classic. What will be your number one?
Distilled, crystallised versions of this magic that these people are putting out. What's the special? What's the secret sauce going on here? Because everyone has something to say, and if you give them enough time, everyone's pretty special. They've got something interesting going on. So I just wanted to show, not tell, which is ironic because I'm saying words, right? But what I'm doing is, instead of saying, well, I can do this and I can do that and I can do that, I'm trying to holistically take everything about how I think and how I work and how I process and putting it into this podcast. I'm literally spontaneously making you a monocast. So that gives you a sense of me. I currently work for Mutual Trust, which is a family office. I'd never heard of a family office as well. They literally service the richest people in our country. So that's the joking shorthand I say. It's like, well, if the richest people in my country, you know, trust me, you might be able to trust me too.